Here is 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. With me, Claire Downham, the Queen of Calm. Here's a tip about how to listen to these tracks. You don't have to sit down and take it all seriously. All you need to do is listen. And you can do that while you're getting on with other things during your day. I don't want to give you anything else to do in order to listen to these tracks. So just listen like you would listen to music. I listen to content like this while I'm getting ready in the morning or sometimes when I'm going for a walk. It's up to you when you do it. I don't want you to feel like I'm giving you anything extra to do. You can download these tracks and save them on your phone. And I really do recommend listening to them more than once. I hope you enjoy these tracks. Now, it's time to listen. So here's part 3 of 5 simple truths to take you closer to calm. And this is one of the most life-changing things I think you can ever understand, really. And that is that you have innate well-being. You were born with it. It's as solid as a diamond. Now, sometimes it gets covered over with thought, but that means it really is only ever one thought away. Now, if you're not feeling okay right now, that might sound ridiculous. Actually, and I've been through my own journey with this aspect of the understanding, where for a long time I really did think I was broken, and that there was a lot that I needed to put back in. That's what it felt like, that you know, I was broken, there was loads wrong with me, I've been damaged by my past. That's a real story that I held very, very close to my heart, and that therefore I needed to fix myself. And one of the aspects of that fixing involved going and poking around in the past to try and find the root cause of the thing that had hurt me and damaged me and taken away, I guess, taken away all those things that we often find ourselves seeking. I see this so differently now. I mean, another aspect of how I saw this was how I saw the people I worked with. I saw them as broken too, and when I was a hypnotherapist, there was a lot about me trying to fix other people. Like when I saw a person sat in front of me, I saw them as broken. I saw that there was something wrong with them and my job was to fix them. When somebody sits in front of me now, it's completely different. Like I really see that my job is to help them see how amazing they are and how wonderfully they're doing in life. Because a lot of the time people who come to see me cannot see that at all. So let me share with you a different model of human psychology to the one that you might be familiar with. So let's just talk about the one you might be familiar with first. And that is that there's a number of different versions, one of which is that we start life doomed. we come from sin and we're going to go back to sin if we don't do what we're supposed to do, that kind of thing. Then there's kind of, well, we're born okay, but then very quickly life almost gouges chunks out of us, that somehow our human psychology can be damaged by what we experience in life. Now, what I'm not doing here is discounting the past. Your way of being as a human being is created by what you experience in life. There's no escaping that, is the truth, you know. But that's
that's how we create our moment by moment experience, through our thinking, which is unique to us. You know, I understand we're getting around 8 billion people in the world. Last time I looked, it was 7.8, and then somebody told me there was 8 billion people. So that's a number that's going up fast. Maybe you're listening to this sometime in the future and there's 9 billion now. But anyway, there's a lot of people on the planet, and there are that many different realities, all unique to each person, because each person has had different experiences as they've grown up. There's no denying that. Your thinking in the moment, like we've said before, you can be in the same circumstance as somebody else, but your thinking about that circumstance and that person's thinking about that other person's thinking about the circumstance will be completely different. And that's okay. That's part of our uniqueness. That's part of, you know, we have separate realities. There's no getting away from that. Now, that model of psychology where the past has broken us, that somehow the memories are somehow trapped inside us, they're damaging us, etc., I don't hold with as much as I used, well, at all, compared to how I used to, when I really thought that was how life worked. So what's the alternative model? Well, the alternative model is that we start off perfect. Like, if you spent any time with a baby, if you've spent time around little toddlers and how they are, you will have seen some of these elements of innate well-being, which is what I'm pointing to in this session. You will have seen these elements of innate well-being in those little people. And examples include, you know, innate resilience, which looks like something we're going to have to learn, doesn't it? You know, how many workshops are called build resilience or grow resilience or whatever? How did we get to this walking, talking, functioning adult human being? Well, we failed a lot, and we fell down and we got up, and we weren't really that bothered about falling down and getting up. We might have got sad for a moment, but we just got on with it. We just kept getting up and kept going. Nobody had to go to the child and say, the toddler, and say, wow, you know, pull them up to get them to walk. They just had this innate drive to do it. So they did it, and they kept falling down and getting up again. Innate resilience, you see. And then, you know, another thing we might look at is confidence. You know, have you been at a wedding or a family party where the first people on the dance floor always are those toddlers, little children, because they've got no thoughts at all about what the people might be thinking about them? Everybody else is having a few glasses of wine before they'll go on the dance floor. But little children don't have that restriction because they have innate confidence. So there's all these, you know, other innate qualities. Love, I mean, you know, little children love unconditionally, don't they? They don't, you can't knock that out. I mean, unfortunately, people try to, but they have this innate love. It's part of who, well, it is who we are, this love, that calm, that ability to flow through emotional states that you see in toddlers who can go through every emotional state on the planet in about 30 seconds, 30 minutes. You can see that in them too. So it's all there. And I like to think of that as a diamond. As it happens, I have a little diamond on my finger. It's a reasonable sized diamond, and some little diamonds. You know, there's the diamond. That's who we really are. This innate, solid, diamond-like structure inside us, who we are, what we're made of. Now, as we've already talked about, that gets covered over by thought. You know, we learn to think bad things about ourselves. We learn to believe certain things about the world and how we belong in it. We learn to think certain things about the people. We learn to think. And so that gets, you know, that diamond gets covered over with crappy thinking, poo thinking. I know people use four-letter word to describe it. It's, you know, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it. And it's all very repetitive and habitual, which in a way is helpful because it makes it easier to become aware of it. And that's what we experience day after day after day. We experience our thinking. And then we start to think that's true. We start to believe our thinking. We start to think that it's true. Now, that innate aliveness, that innate well-being, is really only ever, because if you think of thoughts flowing across, really, they're not solid. They're coming and going and coming and going. That means you're only ever a thought away from connecting to presence, to innate well-being, to your ability to act, to do things that you need to do, to, you know, to have wisdom in the moment with something that's really happening. And interestingly, a place where you can see this is when you actually have something disastrous happen. Not hugely disastrous, but for example, if you're feeling really angry, having a row with your other half, you're both kind of going at it, and then one of your children kind of falls and hurts themselves or needs you in some way very suddenly. That's it. In a second, you're present, you're dealing with the child, and all that stuff that was really like seemed really real and seemed really heavy just falls away, doesn't it? Just disappears. So the invitation really with this is for you to, over the, you know, after listening to this audio, and please, as I keep saying, do listen again. The experiment or the curiosity, the you being that adventurer, being that open-minded, curious individual now, where I would like you to look is to see, as you go through your day, how many times you can fall into innate well-being, fall, reconnect to it, access it, I guess you might say. Noticing that in yourself, you know, noticing how okay you are a lot of the time. Because I think we've been encouraged to look in the opposite direction to what's wrong with us. And what I'm encouraging really is for you to look the other way to see what's right with you. How quickly you can actually calm down, how quickly you can default back to a place of confidence, resilience, calm, clarity, contentment, whatever else it is you might desire more of. Notice that, like, bring your awareness to how many times in each day you do fall into that really, really easily, you know, moment by moment. And as you start to see the thought created experience that you're having, you'll find yourself being able to, not even able to, just naturally falling back into that place of presence, into that, in, you know, to that connection with innate well-being over and over again. It's a diamond, it can't be broken, but sometimes it's just covered up by some of our tricky thinking, shall we say. So please do get curious about that. Spend some time reflecting on it. And as I keep saying, listen again. And each time I'm sure you'll hear something slightly different. So go off, be curious, and see what comes up.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found that helpful. Whatever you are noticing right now, remember, if you want to, you can discuss that with me. You can book a one-to-one Calm Clarity call, or you can join me on the Calm Cafe. We already have the details for those things on the PDF where you accessed this audio. Enjoy the rest of your day.